Back live to BBS Radio. Good evening. A one-hour episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown in Sedona, Arizona, with questions and answers with the Elohim. The Elohim is a group soul on the other side of the veil that Terry Brown is able to channel, and we do answer questions. Win asks questions that you can submit per email. Those questions are asked through Terry to the Elohim. And if you want to submit a question, you can do so by emailing questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. All right. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. We have a few people here, and we wait for more people to arrive. Here is the next caller. Good evening. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Donnell.
And another person joined in with Don. Welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
You're very close to your mic, Don.
Yes, I am. Very close.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Good evening.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hi, Antonio.
All right. How are you, Terry?
Pretty good.
All right. Glad to hear that.
No pancakes?
Maybe vinegar pancakes.
Yeah. No more French.
No more pancakes.
was it the syrup on the pancakes, or was it the pancakes themselves causing you issues?
It was actually French toast with maple syrup.
Uh-huh.
Was it real maple syrup or the high fructose kind?
I don't know what it was.
Was it Gerson?
I think it was real.
If it was Gerson, it's probably real.
Anyway, you learned to...
I'm sure you could make a healthy version of French toast somehow. Use the right ingredients.
You should make a Dutch toast rather than French toast, maybe.
What kind?
Dutch toast.
Oh, Dutch toast.
Not French, but Dutch.
Not French toast, freedom toast.
Freedom toast, yeah. All right,
and it's highlighting the questions.
All right, good. And for those that just joined in here online through BBS, we welcome you. We will be starting here soon. And again, if you want to submit a question, you can do so per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
I remember you told me, Heist, that I could ground myself like outside with the gas line.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out to the side of the house and the gas lines were painted. So I don't know if they installed new gas lines or they just painted them.
They must have painted them, yes. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. This is Phyllis from Squim, Washington.
Welcome, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi,
everybody.
And the next person that joined in after Phyllis, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Wanda.
Hello, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Good evening, Wanda.
What have you been smoking, Wanda?
drunk.
I'm very mellow.
I'm more talking about the tone of voice.
I got bronchitis.
Bronchitis. Oh, sorry to hear that. All right.
You got your ionizer machine working?
You talking to Wanda?
Yep.
Ionizer?
You
mean my lady?
Didn't hear a bunch of noise covered you up there.
I don't have an ionizer.
Ionizer? Air ionizer?
I don't have one.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Janine from Salt Lake City.
Good evening, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Good evening. Hello.
Hi, Janine.
Hi.
My water softener even broke down in the summer.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Guten Abend. This is Edna.
Guten Abend, Fräulein. Ich willkomme dich.
Thank you.
Hi, Edna.
Hi, Edna.
Hi, Edna.
Hello, everybody. I love this warming welcome. It's so good.
You should come on Whole Planet Healing. You get a really good welcome.
Yes.
Questions and answers with the Elohim. Good evening to the two people that just came on board. We welcome you. Please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Hi, John. Good evening.
Hello, hi.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Hi. Hello.
Two more people. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi. Hi.
Roger.
Hello. Wynn in Sedona.
Welcome, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
And the next person that joined in, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Terry from Dallas.
Good evening, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Good evening.
Hi,
hello.
Let's see. Do we have an echo? No, we're good.
Hey, Janine, is Salt Lake City clean?
Clean? No. The particulate matter is horrible today.
I mean, like the streets and everything?
Actually, it hasn't snowed, but it's inversion really bad. You can't even see your hand.
Two more people tuned in. Welcome to you, folks. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Prudy.
Welcome to you, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, it's Bill in Sky Valley also.
Welcome, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Salt Lake City is Siege's favorite American city.
Why?
Actually, yeah, I don't know. That's why I was asking. I was trying to get to the bottom.
My experience is that Salt Lake City is very clean. Go ahead.
Two more people tuned in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Dave and Valerie from Livermore, California.
Welcome, Dave. And
hi,
Valerie,
Dave.
Welcome to you, Valerie.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Valerie.
Valerie and Dave.
Hi, guys.
And another person joined in after you guys. Please say your name and location. But of course, only if you desire to do so, we welcome you.
Antonio?
Yes?
Did I ask your question ever about your chakras?
You asked it last week, and I sent you a text earlier today about grounding.
Okay, with another question. Right?
Yes. It's just why am I having so much trouble grounding myself?
Okay.
The answer the answer I got last week was I needed to work on my root chakra.
I think that we have three more people joining. Welcome to you all. Please say your name and locations.
Dr. Art, Hampton, Virginia.
Welcome, Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Stay there.
Dr. Art. Hello, Dr. Art.
Hey.
Anyone else?
Antonio. Was that Antonio who was just talking a minute ago?
Yes.
Take your shoes off and take a walk in the grass and meditate. And the energies will come down through your head, into the earth, into the core of the earth, back up into your feet, and stop at your heart. So we'll see that happening, and that should help you get grounded.
I heard that the best time to walk in the grass is when there's dew on it in the morning.
There you go.
Bare feet.
I've been doing that, but...
Yeah, Antonio?
Yes.
You know, that we had discussed an issue that you had, and I don't want to say what it is because it's, you know, private, but there may be a way to phrase it to say, how do I release myself from trauma of past lifetimes and this one?
Yeah.
I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, everyone. It's Bonnie.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Yeah, they were talking about past life regression last week for...
Did they say that? Did I bring that up last week?
No, we just talked about my chakras, and they said
You want me to ask that question? Like... Do I have traumas that are impacting me and keeping me contracted? And how can I release them?
Along with my grounding?
Along with your grounding, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because they told me I had two incidences past life.
Do I have trauma? That's a good question, because a lot of people have that. Past life. Incidents.
I was supposedly stabbed in the back in one of my past lives.
How? Can...
You were away? I was on?
That, what's that?
Were you stepping your back in your past life?
That's what somebody told me, some psychic person.
You know, the truth of the matter is... Well, the truth of the matter is that most of us have trauma from past lives. I mean, even Carrie and I kind of know certain things about past lives where we have trauma.
Probably everybody does.
Yeah. If you had a lot of life,
you remember because there's probably some insignificant life overall.
Well, you know, you know, most people don't remember anything, and but yet the trauma carries forward, right? And it impacts you this life, and you don't know why it is, but it usually, you know, creates fear. Okay. Because you're afraid of whatever happened is going to happen again, and it keeps you contracted, you know. So it's a good question. It's a good question to ask. Okay, we'll let Antonio and see what they say to him and others.
Yeah.
It's not important that you know what the trauma is specifically. Okay, or they might be. You never know.
That thing about me getting stabbed in the back, I heard that after, like when I was in my 20s, I sort of hurt my back playing racquetball. I got out of the bed the next morning, and it felt like somebody was stabbing me in the back, and I had years of back trouble. It was before I ever heard of that talked to that psychic about being stabbed, and she didn't know any of that, so it's kind of interesting.
Do you have, like, a birthmark or something back there?
I can't see, but I doubt it. I don't think so. Can't see back there.
What me and you talked about when... I think a lot of people know, because I told a lot of people to call.
Dolores Cannon is somebody you should research on this, quantum healing hypnosis technician, and they take you back in time, and sometimes you have entities residing in parts of your body that are causing you problems, and you can talk to them and send them to the light. I don't know how credible or how true this is, but it looks pretty compelling. And, you know, being in control of your own self, you might be able to do this on your own and research more and check it out.
Yeah.
Quantum healing, you say?
Yes. Dolores Cannon's quantum healing.
Right.
Well, you know, that sounds right, because, you know, Terry has had certain entities with her, and she has spent time talking to them and help release them.
Yeah.
You know, I've even talked to them, okay? Not recently, but there was a point where we would have, you know, one of the things about it is oftentimes the entities are not individuated, okay?
Yeah.
They're glommed in you. They're affecting you, but they're not individuated. And when you start to talk to them, they have to individuate themselves, and it gives them the impetus to get on with their track.
That's what we see too on those videos. Yeah. With the
yeah. Terry, am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Valerie is actually trained on Dolores in her program. So,
pardon me?
Valerie is actually trained by Dolores' program.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she does that. She's done a few regressions.
Did you ever hear the channelings of that woman who is supposedly channeling Dolores Cannon?
Yes.
Yes, Pamela.
Pamela Erland, right.
Right. Now, the only thing about Pamela Erlin is that sometimes she channels people that are beings on the other side that I'm pretty sure are compromised. In other words, you can't, like, follow her and assume that all her channelings are going to be helpful. Did you figure that out?
Are they toxic when, I mean, can they get into your soul? I'm just listening to them on the airwaves. Is that how deep this goes, do you think?
All right. You want to make that as a question? It's a good question, okay?
That's kind of a good question, yeah. I also had a friend who died, and I was wondering if he had a will. And his sister wants to know, and I thought I would ask you without telling her about it. So my friend just died last week, and it was very, very sudden. And we were on a keto diet together. I'm sure you've never heard of the keto diet. It's a pretty cutting-edge, you know, concept where fat is actually the good guy and carbs are the bad guy. So, and it works. Anyway, I think he was doing some sort of powder or something, too, because I got a channel, I got a reading, and he said, sorry, I didn't put that to happen. And he's been fainting and stuff, so... I talked to him, actually, through a friend of mine, and I thought I would ask. That's one of my questions, but you can ask that other one, too, Dolores. Yeah, ask her if she's some questions, you know, if she comes through.
That's my question.
Well, I don't know if Dolores is going to come through Terry, okay?
Okay, yeah.
But I mean, Dolores. I usually don't ask for other people to come through Terry, okay? Between Ra and the Elohim. It took me years to trust it, okay?
Right.
And I'd have to do it privately and say, is this a good idea, you know? And I don't even know then if it would come through.
Right.
You know,
we hear stuff. I heard also that she was cloned and they got to her. And I thought, well, you know what? They're doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And I wouldn't put a pass to get stuff there and get it all tainted. So we're not thinking about the right stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Now we want to ask her a question.
Okay.
Thank you guys for listening and talking today.
I mean, I actually had a session with Pamela Arolin at one point. And, you know, she was channeling Jesus.
Right.
And
I heard that.
I particularly called on Jesus and asked him questions, and it seemed like it was really Jesus. Okay,
yeah.
I think our sources said it was. You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think so.
I talked to him. I get it on the chills. I get chills on my legs, and what's really strong is on my back. And I can be talking to Jimmy Hendrix or anybody. You know, anybody that's died.
He might be coming in right now that we're talking about him, you know, because I saw the shift of energy just when we started talking.
There you go. That works, yeah. He's inside.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Huh?
They're inside.
Hi, Jesus.
We're all one. Right.
Well, that can be the bad news as well, because the problem is if you're around a service to self reptilian, you have to realize your ability to be one with things is going to require a lot of discernment on your part. Because sometimes you have to become one with something at a distance and say, I don't want to get connected to that, you know?
0 point energy, they call it, right in between, not on the
Okay, let's get started. Jerry, you're not ready, right?
Muted.
And try not to make noise. Jerry, try not to make noise because you haven't made a bit of noise here lately. It's like your microphone is ripping.
I'm having a really hard time hearing right now.
What's the matter?
I don't know.
Is your phone screwing up? Is your phone screwing up?
No, I don't know what it is. I can hear you, but I couldn't hear the other people very good.
All right. Well, I'll be asking the questions, okay? Mm-hmm. Are you okay to do this tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. If for some reason, I know you will go to the nth degree to be of service to people, but if for some reason if anything is off, then you can say, this is not a good night to do this, and I'll figure out what to do from there, okay? This is anytime we're channeling, okay?
Okay.
Because it's not like we're doing a big play and we have to show up at 8 o'clock to do the play or else we're fired, okay?
There's no contract to fulfill, right?
There's what?
There is no contract to fulfill.
Right. It's free will. It's one of the reasons we don't charge. One of them, you know, because it keeps us in a free will zone. So, in any case.
Can I go? Ready?
Valerie, you sent two questions for tonight. I don't know if I'm going to get to them both. I got it. You got the same one twice, actually. Okay. Start the recording.
The recording has started.
I sent a couple if you have time.
What's that?
I said I sent a couple if you have time, but it's okay.
Okay, I don't think we'll probably have time. I have the one on equations and holograms listed, okay?
Pretty short one.
Yeah. The answer may not be short, but it's a short question. But this is December 4th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Hello to everybody on BBS. Thank you for listening in. And don't forget, you're eligible to send a question in. If you've been listening, it's good to listen and see how you your own resonance with the sources are. And make sure you feel a certain level of trust before you ask a question. Because this is not, anyone who listens regularly knows that the way they answer questions is not like a psychic answer. It never, they, from my experience of doing this for years, they don't, they never want to take your free will away. They never tell you what to do. But there is a bonus when you ask a question. And the bonus is, as they have said it, is particularly if you ask a personal question, something about your own conflicts inside yourself or challenges, they have to move into your hologram to look at it. And when they move out of your hologram, there's an energy track that can increase your ability to connect with the energy of the Elohim, if you can follow that track. Now it's hard to explain how that works in this short little introduction, but you learn it. There's things about this that there's no vocabulary for. And when you start expanding yourself into higher dimensions, it's hard to create a vocabulary for that because our vocabulary system is around this dimension, the dimension we're in, and describing it. So you kind of have to listen in between the cracks when there's no vocabulary, to figure out what they're actually saying. And many people feel energy on this call. I feel energy right at this moment. I have come to the conclusion they're observing us. They love the fact that we are doing this in such a transparent way, and we're putting out a lot of information about how everything works that has never been in this realm before. But somebody has to feel the resonance, or else why should you believe it? Why should you believe this over the 10,000 other philosophies, religions, and everything else out there? So you have to study it and see how it works. And over years, there's this consistency of the perspective. So it's a phenomenal opportunity for self-evolution if you use it in the right way. So, Terry, let me make sure I can see you, hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you. You're loud and clear. Am I loud and clear?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. So we got a bunch of questions tonight. We're going to go through them quickly. We're going to call in the light, which is our way of invoking a protective energy to this expanded field we're creating. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And somebody had mentioned to me, and I don't know, remember if I did this, but when I asked the light to surround Terry and myself and everyone listening to the call, I should also include people listening to the replays, okay? Because the energy is on the replays. We ask those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. We are here by virtue of our desire to connect and to assist wherever we might. If we ever see anything that doesn't make sense to you, then disregard it as it does not apply to you at that time. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line. That is the voice that comes through that or through the computer. We are very happy that we are able to be here, and it is a sacred moment in time when we are able to do this. Do you have questions?
Yes. First question is from, let's see, Antonio. And this may cross over to a question of last week, but how do I open my chakras that are weak? And do I have any, why am I having so much trouble grounding myself? Do I have trauma from past life incidents, and how can I release that? Antonio.
Thank you. Yes, you do have trauma, and particularly in your first two chakras, which are the foundation chakra between the legs and also the next chakra, which is the sexual chakra. And you do have trauma, and this is a natural function. Your chakra not being totally open is a natural function of trauma. That you, when you release the trauma or the fear of the trauma, then you can be able to open up the chakra. As chakras are a protection, and when they are not open, it can be because you are in a mode of protecting yourself. You may not even realize that this is going on, since you have been in this mode for quite a while. Do not feel bad about this, as a closed chakra or shut down chakra can be simply a natural reaction to what has occurred before, and it is working normally based upon the experiences you have had So be gentle and kind with yourself, and take it little by little to search for the words, to open as you feel that it is wise, or that it is prudent, or that it is safe, and to put yourself in a safe environment, and just be gentle with yourself, and gradually, as you see more about this area, then your chakra will be able to be open naturally. Thank you.
I'll tag a question onto this. It seems to me that when you open your chakras, you become more vulnerable. And if you don't have the wisdom to have strong boundaries and to see what other people's intentions are, you can end up going back and repeating the same pattern because you're vulnerable. So one closes their vulnerability down. The key is you can keep your chakras open and still keep your vulnerability contained. And that seems to me part of the lesson that allows you to open up your chakras safely. And can our sources make any comment on that? Is that kind of accurate?
Yes, one needs to learn what is safe and what is not safe. And if one is in an unsafe environment for, say, speaking, that they may shut down their throat chakra. And this is a normal reaction of the throat chakra to not place one in a vulnerable position. It is part of learning the ability to respond appropriately. One wouldn't want to respond with an open chakra when it was not safe to do so. And one can learn to monitor this. There is a difference between the ability to open and close one's chakra and the having of the chakra stuck in some mode based upon some past thing that is no longer appropriate. So one, in observing their current life situations, can learn what is an appropriate response and learn to be in present time and not carrying reactions from the past.
Thank you.
Yes.
And next question is from Don Herman. And I think I want to give a little stab at answering this, and then I'll turn it over to you and see if I have it correct. Terry has said that the equations you use are made of holograms.
Yes.
What are holograms made of? And I just wanted to say, if you go back to all of our calls on how the Elohim created the universe, or at least the beginning template of it, they were creating anchor points using frequencies. And they were creating the frequencies using very precise equations. And they were working not just one, but more than one Elohim, I believe, sending, creating frequencies that somehow the harmonics, the nodes, created the beginning of a point of persistence that wasn't there previously. And it became a very complex process to create these anchor points, which became the beginning of the universe, and using equations to get the frequencies right. And as the universe expanded, you could call it holograms that were the product of the frequencies that were combining. And then in one session, they were explaining how at a certain point, they weren't just creating frequencies, but everything in the universe was creating frequencies. And all of the frequencies were beating against each other. And part of the evolution of the universe was the universe itself. And there's a word, I think it's called, there's a little dome thing where they put flowers and bugs and whatever. And it's a self-contained thing that keeps growing. And the universe was like a big one of those, something like that. And I'll turn it over to our sources and see how they take off on that.
Thank you. As you look around you, you see with your eyes, you see nature, you see the sky, you see visions of what is there and what is coming in from the in-streaming light and the in-streaming variations in light and images of those objects that are presented around you. This is what it's a hologramic effect that produces those images. So the things that make up the equations are visions of the 3D and other influences besides 3D, like time and the representation of the other dimensions that are also there. It is a total representation of the 3D experience that is available to sense or to see what is right, what is correct, what is ethical for you, and these are things to keep your own counsel for and to adhere to. It can apply to all aspects of your life, to your work ethics, to your job, to your eating habits, to your social habits, and it, if you, if there's an area of your life that, and another way you can tell is if something is seeming to not go right, to observe and evaluate what it is that may be causing it, and if it is something within yourself that you need to correct that you may not be seeing clearly, then that something is askew, and to observe to see what it is that may be throwing you off and may need some correction.
Thank you. I would imagine that it's very important to keep yourself very, very ethical and to make sure the people that you let in your life are ethical.
Yes.
Yes, okay. This is from David in Livermore. When you're listening to a channeling or asking questions to a channeled source that might be compromised or slanted to a service to self polarity, is it easy to get hooked by some energy that stays with you after the channeling is finished?
Yes, it is very possible. Any time that you run into a situation where there may be an entity involved, we are looking at examples here. The entity may have a desire to latch on to your scene or your energy, to siphon off energy for himself or to attach. And so it's possible to run into these situations even in going to the store. And so one can be aware of this, and one can usually tell when this has happened in that there is an influence seeming in their life that travels with them that was not there before, and may be detrimental or undesirable. If this happens, you can simply demand that that influence leave, or even possibly get professional help that someone can help you to eliminate that influence.
Thank you. You have to be very careful about who you let into your life as a therapist, or a past life regressionist, or a coach, or a channel, because it's the Christ consciousness. If they're not holding the Christ energy, you're going to get compromised stuff going on, because you open up your fields, and you tend to give up your power, because you think of them as an expert. So the first step is to discern the Christ energy, and then you know in advance where something is at. And I'll just ask our sources
to comment on the accuracy of that.
Yes. If you have, say, a past life regressionist, make sure that they get testimonials from other people, see if they might be certified by, say, Brian Weiss, or they might be qualified and have a history of working with people that have had good results.
Thank you. I got one more question from Bonnie, and I'm going to try to fit in Edgina's question, and then you'll have to, if I didn't get to you, you feel free to submit it next week, because I will get to it. And I try to prioritize questions, like for people that are working on deep issues that are trying to get through them, and people that are new. So, this is from Bonnie. I struggle with self-sabotage and expressing myself verbally, and wonder if I carry fears from the past that I can let go of. I address them with love and light, and address them with love and light for the highest good. And I want to make a comment that, for me, I would say that I can relate to that, what you're bringing up, earlier in my life. And I learned that I was attached to getting accepted by other people. And my attachment to being accepted made me afraid to speak my mind. And I've gotten over it. And I found out when I actually spoke my mind about something, I actually gained more respect from someone than just trying to please them. Or they would go away. And in either case, It's a better outcome than trying to be everyone's friend and not being true to yourself. I'm not saying that's your issue, but you can take whatever I said and work with it, and I turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. One of the things is when you have a situation where you are thinking maybe you have sabotaged it somehow or sabotaged yourself, be sure to take into account all of the other influences, as it maybe have been some other factor that was responsible for it not turning out the way you want it. It's not necessarily that you sabotaged yourself. You may have been undertaking something that was very, very difficult to pull off. And there may be other factors that you were bumping into. So one other thing you may see, if there's something that if you had a raving success, that you would be scared of maintaining it or maintaining the position, or that it would be something that you would be scared to take on for fear that you wouldn't be able to meet up to the responsibility of it. So in this whole area, do not be too hard on yourself, but simply observe and take a look at the outside influences and their impetus on what has happened, and kind of monitor it with your own desire to do really, really good, and this being scared that if you are raving success, you wouldn't be able to keep exhibiting what was needed to maintain it. So kind of weigh those things back and forth.
Thank you. We only have about 90 seconds left before we're off of BBS. I'm going to ask Edgina's question, and I'll give it maybe 3 minutes, and if we run over, we'll just continue on it. And I didn't ask Valerie's question, and I didn't ask Lauren's question, okay? And I didn't ask Raiden's question, so please submit it again next week. And Edgina's question is, wait a second. Here we go. I would like to ask sources about my dream lives. Seems like I am part of different lives when I am dreaming at night. These dreams seem so real these days. What are those lives related to in terms of reality? And are these lives really happening? Am I working with sources in any project or something like that? What would the sources please tell me?
You're asking in general about your dreams. We would suggest that you write down your dreams, and any specific dream, to ask about that dream for a dream reading on that particular dream, as there are different meanings for different dreams. And we would suggest that you narrow it down, write it down, and then ask about a particular dream on a particular night for a dream reading.
Thank you. And on that note, we are going to end this question and answer call and go over to Whole Planet Healing, 712-770-4340, 712-770-4340, with a PIN of 250513. Thank you all for being here. Thank all of you that have questions. And thank you to our sources for working with us and helping us in these areas where it's so easy to become confused. And on that note, I'm going to unmute everybody, and if we're probably off of BBS, but if we're not, goodbye to everybody on BBS who's listening.
Unmuted.
Thanks, Wynn and Terry. Good session.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
And if you're listening, don't be scared to ask questions. Okay.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Thank you, Terry. That was the best answer.
Was that Bonnie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. You're a sweetheart, and it's wonderful to be supportive of you. Okay.
All right. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
All right. Bye.